So here at Waterloo Millennium Green, there are dozens of people enjoying a picnic and celebrating the Diamond Jubilee. It's all been organised by Oasis. Steve Chalk, the founder of Oasis, describe what's happening down here at the Millennium Green today.
Well, we got mums and dads, we got old people, young people, loads of kids from across the community, all enjoying themselves. Lots of children's activities going on, artists performing, a bouncy castle, lots to eat and drink, green teas. We're putting together the world's longest buntathon, piece of bunting. The Guinness World Records for bunting is 3 kilometres, and between now and the launch day of the Olympic Games, which is July 27th, we're gonna beat that record. And on the launch day of the Olympics, July 27th, we're going to unveil this in the playground of Johanna, which is part of Oasis. But the goal behind all of this today is simply to help create community, to help the local people actually enjoy the Millennium Green. It's theirs. It's often used by commuters during the week to eat their lunches. But here, look, it's being used by, I don't know how many people there are here, but it's a lot of people, and these are local people meeting one another, building relationships together, being a community.
And tell us about the grand finale at the end of the evening. What's going to happen?
The grand finale at the end of the evening is that we have one of the official Queen's beacons, Diamond Jubilee beacons. There are over 2,000, as you know, which are being lit across the country and others abroad. At 10:30 this evening, after the big concert at Buckingham Palace, the Queen is going to light the national beacon. Our beacon here is going to be lit at 10:26, just 4 minutes earlier. We've been given that time. I think the times of the beacons are kind of spreading in. And just 4 minutes after we light up here, the Queen does. So we're going to make a little bit of history here in Waterloo.